I'm Walter Furley, and this is The Way I See It. Recently, I returned to the central Texas town where I was born and visited the plot of land where our homestead had been, and all that was left was a vacant lot and a lonely elm tree. Gone was the two-bedroom frame house with a wraparound sleeping porch, the Victorian gingerbread trim, the tall chimney that guarded the fireplace in the living room where native cedar trees were decorated each Christmas. There had been two huge trees in the yards, a chinaberry tree in the front yard, and a mesquite in back from which hung a very long rope swing. Both trees had been exciting playgrounds for four growing children, as well as their neighbors and cousins. But the trees are gone now. Two large vegetable gardens are covered over with paving, and there was no trace of the barn and the cow lot where we milked two friendly Jersey cows twice a day and played in the hay stored in the loft. Part of the barn was caged off for a flock of bantam chickens, which we children called banties and treated them like pets, and their eggs were too small to eat, so we always let the mother hens hatch them, to our great delight as the tiny chicks emerged to take charge of the entire barnyard. I wondered when the warm, loving house had been destroyed. It was very old then, in the 30s, and its lumber couldn't have been of any use. And I hope they, whoever they are, didn't burn it. Marble Falls is famous for a gigantic granite mountain just outside the city limits, and a piece of granite from that mountain was our front door step. It was over a foot thick, measured at least 3 by 5 feet. What could have happened to that? Its massive weight would have required some heavy lifting by someone. Most of the house lot was paved over. The very place where we worked a wonderful garden, turnip greens, English peas, black-eyed peas, okra, tomatoes, potatoes, Kentucky Wonder green beans, each plant inspected daily by us children to remove the big green worms that liked the garden too. And because Mother loved big red poppies, there was a row of them by the fence. They had a very disagreeable smell, however, and they were best enjoyed by just being looked at. All that's left on the lot is that elm tree, the one remaining thing which might have remembered me. But it had been cut back and trimmed so much it could no longer provide the shade in which we children played. But nothing stays the same forever, does it? The elm tree had aged just as I have, and likely was aging long before I knew it. Even the everlasting hill that was Granite Mountain had a massive gash in it where the glossy pink stone had been blasted away and moved to faraway places, much of it here in Corpus Christi to form the seawall and the jetties at Port Aransas and Port Mansfield. Hundreds of years ago, Indians roamed that very spot where I grew as a child. And I wonder if they came back, or could come back, what they would see and remember. Indeed, hundreds of years from now, who will look at that same spot and wonder, did someone ever live here? And were they happy? I could tell them, yes, we were. I'm Walter Furley, and that's the way I see it.